Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Members of OPEC Plus, the oil cartel and its allies, including Russia, wrapped up a meeting today with a decision not to change its targets for shipping oil to the global economy. Members had agreed in October to reduce output to 2 million barrels a day until the end of next year. The decision comes as Western nations impose a $60 a barrel price cap on Russian oil in an effort to prevent Russia from using its money to finance the war in Ukraine. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
There's a lot of uncertainty right now in the global oil market, and OPEC Plus may just want to see how things play out over the next few weeks and months. And one of those uncertainties is Russia. Russia is one of the world's largest oil producers, and come tomorrow, one of its major customers, the European Union, is saying, we don't want your crude anymore. On top of that, you have the Group of Seven industrialized nations putting a price cap on Russian crude sold throughout the rest of the world.
NPR's Jackie Northam. Ukrainian authorities in the recently liberated city of Kherson are trying to evacuate a Russian-occupied area across a major river. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports authorities are warning there could be an increase in fighting in the southern region.
The governor of the Kherson region, Yaroslav Yanushevich, said authorities have lifted a temporary ban on crossing the Dnipro River. Russian forces still occupy land on the east bank of the river. Yanushevich urged Ukrainians still there to cross before Monday, December 5th, because he is anticipating, quote, an increase in hostilities. Kindergarten teacher Irina Babenka is waiting for her husband and older son. She says they stayed behind to care for her sick mother-in-law on the east bank. Russian forces have been constantly shelling Kherson since Ukrainian soldiers liberated it on November 11th. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kherson.
Almost half of Texas hospitals are operating at a deficit this year. Houston Public Media's Sarah Willa Ernst reports on the financial strain they're facing.
The healthcare workforce shortage has caused labor costs to skyrocket since 2020. With a much heavier reliance on contract work that can pay two or three times more than normal wages. That's according to a new report by the Texas Hospital Association. John Hawkins is the CEO.
We lost a lot of staff either to early retirement or just chose other professions because of the challenges of COVID. That's really why our number one ask of the legislature is to actually invest in the workforce pipeline in the state.
On top of that, the cost of medical supplies and rising drug costs are weighing heavy on most hospitals. And revenue they're bringing in has not kept up. I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
This is NPR News from Washington. The two remaining candidates for the Georgia Senate seat are making their final appeals to voters before Tuesday's runoff election. Republican Herschel Walker is challenging the incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock. The outcome will determine the final makeup of the Senate. Environmental and anti-poverty activists are staging sit-ins in some of London's ritziest venues. This weekend, Vicky Barker reports.
As a white-jacketed maitre d' holds the door open, four waitresses in neat black aprons and starched white shirts carry a woman protester out of a steakhouse in London's Tony Knightsbridge neighborhood. It was one of a series of restaurant sit-ins staged by an environmental action group calling for the switch to a plant-based food system.
Get up, get out. That's your first warning.
And this was the scene in Harrods department store as security guards evicted activists campaigning against fuel poverty. They'd hunkered down on a $33,000 sofa bed. Both causes increasingly targeting symbols of high-end consumption of food and fuel. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
The president of South Korea is threatening striking truck drivers with fines and jail sentences if they don't go back to work. He's planning an executive order to force fuel and steel truckers to end the strike, similar to an order aimed at cement truck drivers. The strikers want a guaranteed minimum wage to counter the rising cost of fuel. The strike has crippled the country's industries. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.